Good morning, everyone. I was waiting for the signal. It's good to see you all this morning and good to be here. And I welcome you all to worship. It's always good to be here together with you all and feel the presence of God among us. And I hope that the worship service will be comforting and encouraging and all of those things that we come to worship to experience. We have some announcements.
Can I make an announcement real quick? As a choir, we worry. Roy is fine. Roy wasn't in choir this morning, and the choir was very worried because we always hear Roy is not going to be here. So Joe and I hightailed over to his house. He's sick. He's got the same, you know, chest, upper head that all of everybody's been having. He sounds fine. He said he had everything. Because I was like, you know, soup, juice, you have all, you know. He's like, yes, yes, yes. And his phone had just died. He just forgot to charge his phone when his phone died. So he was very apologetic.
Oh, well, that's, we're just glad he's okay.
We were very worried. So, but he's fine. So,
thank you. That's good. I'm glad you said something. I was kind of waiting to see if you wanted to.
It's okay.
All right. So Roy is fine, just kind of sick. So pray for Roy. Lent begins on March the 1st, which is a week from Wednesday, believe it or not. And we will once again be having the Lenten Evenings Bible Study on Wednesdays at 5:30 with a light supper and study. That will actually begin March the 8th. Because March the 1st is Ash Wednesday, we will have an Ash Wednesday service, and it will be at 6:30. So Ash Wednesday service at 6:30, that will be in the bulletin next week. The Lenten study, Wednesdays at 5:30, and we'll have a soup and bread or quiche or something like that, something light, as we do our study. Volunteers, liturgist, we can still use liturgist. I haven't looked to see if anybody has signed up for April, but, Joanna and I have talked about April, so we've got through April taken care of. But anybody is eligible, anybody is welcome, and it's a big help to me. The message about per capita is still there. There's a note here about our spiritual today. Our spiritual today is, Kumbaya. And I wanted to use this one in particular because it's gotten kind of a bad rap over the last few years. Because it was used a lot during the 60s and 70s peace movement and has sort of come in some circles to represent, I don't know, The thing that I remember is with, you know, a character on TV will say, well, does this mean we're all going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya? Yeah. And yes, maybe so. So anyway, I like to sing Kumbaya from time to time just for that reason. But it actually came out of the slave tradition, out of the Gullah, speaking slaves of that area. And Gullah is a language and a culture that really combined some African and some English phrases and traits, and it sort of developed to help the slaves and the owners be able to communicate with each other. South Carolina, Georgia, yeah. So Kumbaya is a phrase that means come by here, and it calls for the Lord to come to places in which someone is crying or praying or singing, and it was likely used in slaves' worship services. So it is very, it's very right that we use it in worship today. Are there other announcements? Janet, I saw your hand a minute ago, and I'll get you. Okay.
And if you're interested in finding out, getting rid of some more stuff from your house for fidget quilts out by the box out here, there's a new list, and it's got all sorts of
Thank you. So deacon meeting next Sunday after church, and a new list of things for the fidget quilt box. Joe?
We're glad to take advantage of this nice weather. Plenty of time to have no dinner. I'm looking at maybe Tuesday the 8th of March or sooner. I'd like to hear from anybody who'd like to eat out spring derby again. It's such a nice time there. And it's so accommodating for us. So I'm at the director. Give me a call. And we'll look at the 8th. And if that's not convenient for most of you, we'll just change it.
Okay. Okay, so a dinner for the people who like to eat out together, dinner on Tuesday, the first Tuesday in March, and maybe a lunch next week on Tuesday or Wednesday. So contact Joe if you're interested. Bill.
Don't forget next Sunday is the last Sunday for Nicaragua Water Project donations, and I'm assuming that
yes, we will. Yes. And there is a bulletin announcement about that. So read that, and let's support our duct tape crew and the folks in Nicaragua who need clean water. Are there any other announcements that we need to make? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship. Please stand if you are able. Rejoice, rejoice. The time to worship is here.
It's time to show our love and devotion to God.
For God loves us and gives us life.
For God shows us how to live as God's people.
So let us come together now and give glory to God. Please join me in the prayer of the day and the Lord's Prayer following. We come to worship in different states of mind, O God. Some of us are tired and weary, needing a word from you to get through the day. Some of us feel forgotten, needing to feel your holy presence. Some of us are energized, ready to heed your call. May we all find you in this worship service today, receiving most of all the love you have for us. We pray to you in the name of Christ Jesus, who taught us also to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our hymn of praise is actually a medley of songs in the thin blue book, Singing the Faith. It begins with hymn number 2068.
Thank you.
are
all but imperfect human beings, created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. Merciful God, you have created us and called us good, and you have shown us how to live into that goodness through your law given to the people of Israel and through Jesus Christ given to us all. Sometimes we are able to reflect your goodness and grace, but we all fall short at times. Rejoice with us when we live up to your example of goodness, and forgive us for when we stumble, by helping us regain our footing and walk in your way once again. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Thanks be to God, we live under grace and are forgiven for our imperfections and our errant ways. In gratitude for God, to God for grace, we learn to live as holy people, bringing light and grace to others. Let us rejoice, for this is good news. Amen. Offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.
We already did.
Good.
We admonished him greatly. I was like, I don't want to risk. I'm still. But no, because we pulled up, we couldn't see any light on the house. I'm like, but we rang the doorbell, the dogs were there. I'm like, okay, that's good. The dogs are here. Somebody's up here. Hopefully. And he came up and he said, boy. And so then he just went away from it. No, his mistake was he went to work on Friday.
Well, you're doing it too, huh?
Yeah. It's in the throat.
And so I'm like, exactly. I said, that's why I didn't go on Wednesday. And so he said, that's what he did.
He was sick and he shouldn't have
known. But he said he had everything. So I was like, absolutely. Okay.
All right, Jeff, you didn't give me peace. That's all.
Get your phone charged.
Yes, I hear you.
How is this unusual?
I
joy.